Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. We're joined now by Corey Liker, the head coach of the Newton softball team, as the Cardinals get ready to open the summer of 2025. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes. How have preseason preparations gone for you and the Cardinals?
Well, so far, we're a little short on numbers, and we're dealing with a few injuries to get started. But overall, with the talent we got, we're looking pretty good. I'm impressed with the numbers and what we're doing with it.
I guess before we dive in too much to this year, can you give our listeners just a little snippet, a little kind of recap of the 2024 summer and how things went for the Cardinals?
Yeah, well, we were 15-13 with four games to go. We had a really good season going, and then we stumbled right there at the end of the season, which was unfortunate. And we lost four games in a row and then lost our first regional. So not how we wanted to end the season, but I think it built a fire on some of the ones returning to start this season differently than finishing the last season.
And so who are some of the key returners that you have back from last year?
Yeah, we got Max Sims. She was a All-State, first team all conference center fielder, Sloan Broderson, Ava Williams, which she's starting the year off, injured. We got both our, we got a Laylee Hammonds, pitcher returner, Lexi Frey. She pitched, a few appearances last year. And then, so all in all, pretty good.
Tell me a little bit about your style or strategy. What kind of a game do you like to play, and where do you feel like this particular roster can shine?
I don't think we're going to be as aggressive on the base passes. Last year, we're I feel like we're a little bit slower. So I think that we're going to be get them on, try to move them over, get them in. That's basically the last season we was a little bit more aggressive, get them on, try to steal some bases, and this year is going to be a little bit more methodical.
And from a pitching standpoint, you mentioned a returning pitcher. What do you feel like, how do you feel like you're going to do in the circle this year?
So we have a sophomore and a freshman this year in the circle, which my returner sophomore, she had some good experience last year. My senior that graduated took up most of the innings, but she got a lot of good experience. And then both of them worked really hard in the off season. They played some travel ball and they progressed really well, picked up some speed, worked on their locations and spin. So our conference is a pretty brutal conference all in all, with like DCG and Norwalk. So I think we'll be able to hold our own. And if we play to our potential, I think we'll be just fine.
And do you feel like you'll be mixing and matching and, you know, using multiple pitchers on a particular night? Or are you maybe hoping or counting on one of those to step up and be a workhorse for you?
Well, I think that it's going to be they're both going to have to fill a role. On our doubleheader nights, they'll each get a game, and then they'll back each other up on those games. So I think if, depending on how the game goes, I'll lean on them as long as I can, and then maybe bring one in for an inning, and then return the starter. It all depends on how it works.
Hey, we're visiting with Corey Liker, head coach of the Newton softball team, previewing the 2025 season for the Cardinals. Defensively, you know, it sounds like you've got some players back in some key spots. Where do you feel like the strength is on the defensive side of the ball?
I think our outfield's is pretty strong. It's going to lead us. Like I said, Max Sims, she is she can cover a lot of ground out there. I got a senior left fielder, and they played a lot together. I'll have a freshman right fielder, so maybe take a few games to get under her belt. The speed. My third baseman is Chloe Swank, and she just signed with Simpson to play softball. So that's pretty exciting for her to continue her career there. And Sloan Broderson will move from second to short. And then depending on the night, we may move Mac in and play some short too, maybe on some non-conference games just to get for a backup plan in case any injuries happen. And then Brooklyn Britton will more than likely start at second. First base is Ava Williams, but like I said, she's on a 2 to 4 week injury with a stress line or a stress fracture in her foot. So, and then I got the two pitchers in the circle, and then Kinsley Brandt behind the plate. And she's a freshman, and she got some good innings last year, and she's came a long way in the off season. So, we have a good core to build on.
And you mentioned, you know, maybe a little light on numbers, some injuries that have been, you know, have popped up here and have presented some challenges. How have you been able to fight through that in the preseason, trying to make sure that you're getting kids enough reps and you know, enough to get ready for this season? What kind of a challenge has that been for you?
It's been a real challenge. I mean, so the season, the off season or the preseason here kind of presents with soccer and state track. So it kind of makes you work in these younger kids because some of the other kids are in these other sports and you got state track still going and we got a scrimmage tonight. So they're going to get some good reps in against these scrimmages. We're scrimmaging Grinnell tonight and they got 3 or 4 good pitchers. So we'll get to see some good pitching tonight. And I feel good about our younger ones where they're at. And then, if we do have an injury, we'll just have to mix and match and do the best we can. And I think we'll be just fine.
How tough do you expect the Little Hawkeye Conference to be this year in softball, Coach?
Extremely. It's extremely tough. Norwalk's usually ranked 1 or 2. You got DCG in the top 5 in rankings. Indianola is always up there in rankings. They moved up to 5A this year, It'll be us and Pella Christian will be the smaller schools against the bigger big boys.
And so when you have those nights where you're playing the Norwalks and DCGs and Indianolas, what do your girls embrace the opportunity to play against some of those big schools? Is that
I'm trying
fearful?
To get them,
how do you get them excited and ready for that?
Well, I mean, when you're fighting against those bigger schools, it just takes a certain mindset to get through it. And they're learning. I mean, we've had some success. We've been close to that 500. So when you're a 500 team, there's a lot of teams that don't want to face you because it depends on which night it is, who knows who's going to show up. So if we show up, we can beat anybody on any given night.
And what are your expectations for this year? You mentioned you're above 500 with a week or so to go in the season last year, couldn't quite take it all the way to the finish line. Would that be a first goal this year, or what have you kind of talked about with your team?
Well, just managing the season. And I think my goal is always 20 wins, and we got real close. So if we can have a successful season, whatever that might entail, doesn't matter where you start or where you finish, it's how you come together in the postseason. So I'm confident in our girls and they'll be ready to go.
Boy, and you get started this coming week, Coach, and it is a bear of a week, right? You got Marshalltown on Tuesday, then a doubleheader at Norwalk Wednesday, yeah. At Knoxville, yeah, on Thursday, Pella Christian Friday. I mean, it's this, like you're playing every night. What's the week? What do you expect out of this first week, Coach?
It's when you jump right into a Norwalk on a doubleheader, it's always something to see how your team's going to react early on in the season. So I'm interested on seeing how we're going to perform really with state track and soccer and all those sports. I really won't have a full team on the field until this first game on Tuesday. So we really ain't going to know what we got until we throw that first pitch on Tuesday, and then we'll roll from there.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time to preview it. It sounds like you're getting ready for the Friday night scrimmage here. Go get the field ready, Coach, and best of luck this season. Randy will be keeping tabs on you all year long. We really appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks so much. Yeah. Appreciate you being with us.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
All right. It's Corey Liker, head coach of the Newton softball team, previewing the 2025 summer here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS.